Pennsylvania State Representative Dwight Evans is pinning much of his political future to what he's accomplished in one Philadelphia neighborhood, West Oak Lane. His work revitalizing the area is a big part of his run to replace indicted Philadelphia Congressman Shaka Fatah, whose federal corruption charges set the table for a crowded primary next Tuesday. If Evans is elected, he wants to use what he's learned in West Oak Lane to help transform struggling neighborhoods in other parts of the city, one block at a time. WHYY's Aaron Moselle has more.
On a wet April morning, Paul Beal's Flowers buzzes with activity. His grandson and another employee are busy with arrangements. His daughter is handling the front counter and the phones.
This is the beginning of the year, yes. Proms, weddings, funerals, of course, always.
The shop opened on Ogontz Avenue in the early 70s when all kinds of businesses packed the commercial corridor.
Ogontz and Tubahawken was a pharmacy there. On across the corner was a movie theater. Coming up this way toward my store from Tubahawken, there was a shoe store, so I can go on and on.
But just a few years later, Beal could count the remaining businesses on one hand. He says many white-owned shops moved out as more and more African-Americans moved in. Blight followed. Beal says things didn't get better until a 25-year-old community activist became a state representative. Beal says Evans immediately got to work and never stopped.
Dwight brought it back. Is that something? With hard work and determination.
Beal isn't the only one that praises Evans' work in West Oak Lane. Talk to almost anyone who lived in the neighborhood before he was elected, and they'll tell you it would be a different place, likely a worse place if he hadn't come along. Where others saw decay, Evans saw potential.
And how that I knew the potential was there? Because abandonment wasn't a big problem. There wasn't a lot of houses that was abandoned, first and foremost. Secondly, the people who were in the houses had jobs. And it was here in a great location. It borders Montgomery County.
Evans' first order of business was attracting stores to anchor Ogontz Avenue. He hoped they'd encourage other businesses to set up shop. At the time, well over half of the storefronts along the avenue were vacant. Evans says he got a Rite Aid pharmacy to move in and convinced a state liquor store to relocate.
And the phrase was, something's happening in West Oak Lane. That was the theme. And it was a coming back. It was about repositioning West Oak Lane as a community that was on a rise and a rebirth.
Over 10 years, Evans steered $30 million to West Oak Lane through the Ogontz Avenue Revitalization Corporation, which he founded back in the 1980s. It wasn't dumb luck. By then, Evans was the Democratic chairman of the House Appropriations Committee. It wasn't hard for him to steer dollars to his district, prompting some Philadelphia lawmakers to nickname him Mr. ATM. Suburban State Rep. Greg Vitale served on the Appropriations Committee with Evans. He says he didn't have a problem with the funds Evans secured for Philadelphia. To him, the city needed them, badly. He says others probably felt differently.
If you're from the other part of the state not getting the benefit of this money, I'm sure there's a sense of resentment. But, that's the struggle of politics.
In 2010, that struggle may have cost Evans his chairmanship on the Appropriations Committee, a post he held for two decades.
I have no apologies about what I tried to do. It was open. It was transparent. It was accountable. You know, all of it was accountable. There was no question about how I conducted myself.
The same can't be said for the Ogontz Avenue nonprofit Evans founded. In 2013, the organization had to return more than $1 million in public money and withdraw four grant requests following a state probe into allegations of financial mismanagement. Afterwards, Evans called the investigation a case of political profiling. He says the episode doesn't undermine the narrative he helped write in West Oak Lane.
Now, I'm not trying to avoid this. Not everything that's perfect, but I will say this to you. You want to match up West Oak Lane and any other neighborhood in this congressional district that's been transformed in the last 25, 30 years? I don't think anybody else can show or demonstrate.
Evans is not running to keep his seat in Harrisburg, and so if he loses Tuesday, it could be the end of his political career. If he wins, he would be in line to become a 62-year-old freshman congressman in a body that rewards seniority. That doesn't bother Evans.
That's a perfect argument made by those who sit in status quo, right? And who don't want to do anything. Somebody like myself has been just the opposite. has always been pushing the envelope.
Pushing to turn potential into positive change, however long it takes. I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.